This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to two clubs in Miami to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Oh, it's so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Welcome to what I refer to as the your session of sanity for the week, or for this hour, I should say. And I really do. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you got something to say. And I do appreciate it. You know, some of you tell me, I don't want to call in. Don't keep asking me to call in. Well, I'm not asking just you. It's not all about you. I'm asking a whole bunch of people to call in. Rick Trader's going to join me. He's the host of the Conservative Commandos radio show. And, you know, Rick gets some pretty good people on his show. Total interview show. He loves interviewing people. I love listening to me run off of the mouth. But Rick gets some really good guests on the show, and I want to see where they came from today about this news. Well, if this was the expected, October surprise, whatever they were calling it, I hope not, because until something actually happens with it, I'm not that excited about it. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. But I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I'm going to do this story on the University of Texas. No cowboys or Indian costumes anymore. Because all the snowflakes feel bad about it. But a Fox News host shuts down a Democrat's... Well, it is. It's a red herring argument on the Clinton emails. Chris Wallace... That's good. Was pushed beyond his breaking point. I think it was maybe a couple Sundays ago, I think. No. Yeah, it was a while back. Representative Adam Schiff... out of California. I mean, he's a real interesting character, I'll put it that way. He was trying to focus everything on everybody else but Clinton. And it's one of those rare clips where, you've got a veteran reporter, a veteran commentator, a veteran journalist, who really goes back at their interview, or the interviewee, what have you, and basically says, stop the garbage. I expected so much more from you. Take a listen.
These attempted attacks until the IG's report. So that's new. Two, if the server was so secure, why did they have to keep turning it off? And three, as Senator Lankford points out, you don't always know if somebody has a successful attack because hackers don't leave fingerprints.
I was in the technology business well over 20 years. And I've always said this. I mean, there is very little. Now, you may not be able to find out exactly where it came from, but you know when people get into your server. You know where those intrusions are coming from. You know what addresses they're coming from. You know it. This isn't a dumb thing. You just know it. You know it because of the logs. You know it because of the technologies. And today, with I won't talk over your head, but basically with the hardware that they have, you can tell how it got in, where it went, and what it touched. Takes a little work, but you can do it.
No, that's true. What we do know from the OIG report is that there were a couple attempts to hack into the system that were unsuccessful.
Lie one.
So we don't know that there's any evidence of a successful breach. But I do want to get back to the point that I wanted to finish, and that Senator Lankford mentioned.
Why don't you go ahead and answer the question that was given to you? Why don't you work through the realities, what were the answers that we're looking for?
That is, the comparison with Secretary Powell is...
Wait, forgive me.
No, I love Wallace. We need more of this. You know, I don't know if you noticed a couple of weeks ago, but they did it a couple of weeks ago. When you were listening to CNN, MSNBC, or those shows, and any of our people, the Alan Wests of the world, the Newt Gingriches of the world, when they were asked a question about Donald Trump, and they brought up Hillary Clinton, they shut them down. The CNNs of the world shut those people down. We'll let them talk. And in some instances, they shut off mics. They were very blatant. Now they've got problems. But listen to this guy. He doesn't want to let up either.
Forgive me.
You told me to push back.
And Chris Wallace doesn't do that. I mean, Chris Wallace is not an arguer. He's not one that you hear talking or stepping over other people.
Sorry. Hillary Clinton's running for president. Colin Powell is not running for president. The rules in 2004 were completely different. They're completely different guidelines. Sir, the guidelines were repeatedly strengthened in 2005, in 2006, in 2011. Hillary Clinton was operating...
Facts! What do we do with facts? I don't know what I'm going to do with this.
In a different world, can we please state the issue of what Hillary Clinton did or didn't do and not talk about Colin Powell?
Well, I know you don't want to talk about Colin Powell.
It's irrelevant to the issue.
It isn't irrelevant in this sense. If you look,
the thing about this, the wonderful thing about this, is that this Chris Wallace isn't like an O'Reilly or a Hannity where he continually talks over his people, his interviews. This guy's getting under the skin, and you know what? Chris deserves to start smacking him around.
How can she say it was secure when they had to turn off the server because there were attacks?
Chris, the rules...
Can you answer my question?
I will. I will answer the question. She should...
It's like being in a Twilight Zone.
Should not have used the private server. She's admitted she should not have used...
How did she know it was secure?
Private server. Look, we know from the OIG report that there were two attempts to breach the server that were unsuccessful. That's...
No, you found out later on. Oh, actually, they knew earlier. We found out after this interview that's true. The server was breached. We know it was breached. They knew it was breached. Showed up in the emails.
What we know. But please let me at least finish the point.
Not on Powell. I'm forgive me. I'm going to keep going. We're done with Colin Powell.
I think it's very telling.
We're done with Colin Powell.
I think it's very telling, though, Chris, that there's no interest in anyone here but Secretary Clinton. That to
really?
Me,
because
is
she's the only one running
standard.
For president.
Oh no! Don't let the facts get in the way. We'll finish it up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Rick Schrader will join me too. We'll have some fun with this as well. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back.
With a language we all under.
You know what? We should scrub all the Stevie Wonder stuff, even though I love him. You know, he sang at Hillary Clinton's birthday party. I mean, he's been that close to her. I don't know. I get the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it. So, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Sight on Genesis Communication Network. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please get involved in the conversation, because I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and flat out just being involved. Now, we had, we did a little clip of Chris Wallace. And now Chris Wallace was tearing up Adam Schiff out of, did it reset itself? Because if it did, I'm going to like pop, oh, there it is. And Adam Schiff keeps trying to tell Mr. Wallace that Colin Powell did the same thing, and that we're making much too much of a big deal out of this. And Wallace comes back to him and says, no, I'm sorry, he said. Hillary Clinton is running for president. Colin Powell is not running for president. He is a non-issue. And if the rules changed for how they were supposed to deal with their server information or with their confidential data in 04, 05, 06, 07, and 11, she knew all of them. They have videos with her screaming about them. And he keeps asking Schiff to stay on task, stay with the conversation. So let me just play the last few seconds of it, then I'll bring Rick Trader on.
But Secretary Clinton, that to
really?
Me...
Really? Because she's the only one running
standard.
For president.
Yes, but does that mean that the other secretaries didn't use the same practice, that their practices are irrelevant?
I think, first of all, we've shown that it is different, and secondly, I think it's frankly a red herring, sir, and I expect more from you.
I love that guy. Seriously, I love when commentators, I love when journalists call the people they're interviewing on the carpet, no matter who they are, what they stand for. And I mean that sincerely. Rick Trader joins me from host of Conservative Commanders Radio. Rick, thanks for being with me tonight.
Joe, great to be with you once again.
Yeah, always a pleasure. You know, Chris Wallace, I love him. I love the way he does interviews. I love the way that he doesn't put up with any garbage. And he will call people, doesn't care what stature they're at, will call people on the carpet for that, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, isn't this what the media, the news media, is supposed to do, bring out the true facts, not to be advocates for one group or one political party or one candidate or another? It is their job. Call me crazy. I thought the intentions of the media was to inform the people. So it's always fun to hear things like that. We don't get enough of it.
No, and I think...
Megyn Kelly did a great job with Donna Brazile, the night of the last debate. I mean, she did a great job there. Like Megyn Kelly or not, and I have mixed feelings about her. But
I think she's lost her mind.
She did a great job. Well, she did a great job in challenging Donna Brazile.
Right. No, I agree with you, and I agree with the way she does. But I'll tell you what, when she goes from zero to nasty, look at, she has a dislike for Trump at the very first time when those people in the audience started applauding when Trump said, you know, it's obvious that you hate me and this kind of stuff, all right? Which is a professional journalist, she should have not done that. She rolled her eyes. She gave me like, yeah, okay, whatever. She had that face on, and from that point on, every time that man is around, she attacks him. When people are around, she attacks him through the interviews of the people around her. And again, it seems like she has been in the pocket or been in for Hillary for a while. Man, I sent a fellow friend of ours, a fellow commentator at one point, and said, look, I've been watching her change over the last few weeks, and it looks like she is now an advocate for Hillary by pounding on Trump's misfortune. Well, do you not see that, or do you not feel the same way?
Well, definitely she does hold the grudge against him. She really does. And I don't think that she has any love for Hillary Clinton either. Megyn Kelly is probably in bind right now. She doesn't know which way to go. She works for Fox, so she isn't going to be cheering for Hillary. She don't like Trump, so... She has her panties in the divots right now. She's not a very comfortable lady right now.
No, she's in a bad way right now. And I wouldn't want to be her. I wouldn't want to have to deal with what she has to deal with. She's got a lot of conservatives mad at her, and I think Fox has actually taken a turn in a different direction, frankly.
Well, you know? Who says that Fox itself was supposed to be a conservative mouthpiece? All right. They call themselves fair and balanced. They want to try to walk that edge of the fence. Good for them. Good for them.
Yeah. Well,
but at least they're not ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, or the others.
Yeah.
At least you have some sort of the other side there with them.
Well, the other side.
But definitely don't invite Megyn Kelly and Donald Trump to the same party.
No.
Well, maybe you do, but you want entertainment.
Put them on different floors or something. But, all right, so was it the October surprise for you today? You think that's what this was that was released? I won't tell you what I think.
Joe, it's interesting how they release news like this on a Friday afternoon.
Right.
And if there's one thing that I've heard that I've about journalism is if you want to bury something, release it on a Friday afternoon. So was it just coincidence it came out today at 2 o'clock? I don't know. Maybe not so much. I would love to be a fly on the wall in Hillary Clinton's campaign headquarters tonight. I bet she's going ballistic. I bet she and Bill and Uma and everybody is thinking we need to pull out all stops. Remember Saul Alinsky? Saul Alinsky said the ends justify any means. And I think this is probably what's going on in Hillary Clinton's headquarters tonight. And by the way, it was a really nice 69th birthday present for Hillary today, wasn't it?
I like the fact that, what was his name? Stevie Wonder was supposed to sing for her.
Oh, well.
Wasn't that great? None of them seem to care. You know, they care about what Trump did 11 years ago, but none of them seem to care about anything going on with that woman. Doesn't that make you nuts?
Yeah, it does make you nuts. And the other thing that really got me about the news release today was the fact that these were found in Anthony Weiner's telephone. these emails were found in Anthony Weiner's telephone. Now, number one, how did they get there? Did Hillary Clinton send them to him? Did Uma send them to forward Hillary's emails to him? Which also you got to think, okay, here's Anthony Weiner, a really loose cannon as is. You don't know who he's with at any time. What if somebody stole his cell phone? Or what if he lost his cell phone someplace and he don't remember where it's at? Wouldn't it be great for the wrong character to get a hold of Anthony Weiner's cell phone with Hillary Clinton's emails on it? Oh, man.
Oh, and more. Hey, we got to go for a quick break when we come back. I want to hit more on, you know, the surprise of the day and a few other things that I haven't talked to you about yet. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Rick Schrader from Conservative Commando Radio joins me. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. And you are listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Networks, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. And, you know, check out the station times. Look, if you have to listen on your smartphone, and it's not the end of the world, not a bad thing necessarily, but you want to listen to it on your local radio station, pick up the phone, find the station in your area, and say, hey, what's wrong with you people? How come you're not carrying the show? Really that simple for me. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. Rick Trader joins me as he does every week. We talk a little bit about the politics of the day, the surprise of the day today, which is always exciting. And Rick has his own show. He's the host of Conservative Commandos Radio. Rick, thanks for being with me tonight.
Joe, it's great to be with you. And talking about making the call, WNJC 1360 in Philadelphia. Heard it, and you're on there now. So there you go.
That was easy. Hey, so talk to me about where you're at with, you know, we see these polls, we see them coming up. You know, people, depending on what side of the aisle you are, you and I were talking during a break, which is what brought this up. We were talking during a break on how you saw a poll that said that Trump was losing in Florida, you know, at the exit polls, if you would.
Yeah, I saw two polls in Florida. One had Trump up by 4. The other poll had Hillary up by 4. They take the average, take these two polls, average them out. Hey, they're dead tied.
And they're both won. Yeah, and they both win. Yeah. But here's what I said to you: we're finding out more and more and more and more and more and more and more that the info on these polls, they're weighted one way. And when you look at who's you look at who's putting the polls. Look at if she is up the way they say she's up, if she's doing so well, then why does she only get 200 people show up at one of her rallies? And Trump can get 10, 12, 15,000 of them show up. And I can tell you why I believe that means something. I mean, some people go, that's not a big deal, it's just a rally. But if I tell you why I believe it, I want to see if you agree with me. But why do you think it is she can only get 200 people to show up?
Well, I don't know. Is her side complacent? Is her side ready to mail it in if they think they got it made? Well, I have a message for everyone on her side who thinks that they have it made. There was two pieces of breaking news today. One was the FBI is going to reopen the investigation to Hillary's emails. And the other piece of news is because Democrats think that Hillary is a shoo-in, that, you know, Joe, we've heard about early voting. Well, now they're going to have late voting for all of Hillary's supporters. Anyone who supports Hillary Clinton can vote on Wednesday, November the 9th. So you You don't have to worry about traffic or weather or whatever. If you're supporting Hillary, your voting day is Wednesday, November the 9th.
They may have caught on to that one. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But, you know, it's like this is how I see this. She has spent now over $200 million in ads against Mr. Trump, all right? She's got 5,600 people on the street. She's got all kinds of, she's got surrogates everywhere out talking. I mean, it's a big name. Obama, Mr. and Mrs. Obama herself, Billy Bob, you know, and Kane is out there talking for her. Why isn't she 50 points ahead? You know, what this tells me, and you look at Trump, he's got 1,500 or 1,600 paid people. He's spent, I think now, a little bit over $48 million in ads. Why isn't she kicking his butt and burying him everywhere?
Because she is one of the most distrusted people in the history of this country. Okay? That's why. God knows what this election would be if they both spent the same amount of money. Okay?
Right.
But she's disliked. She's not a likable person. She's dishonest. People do not trust her. People are holding their... I believe that anyone that is voting for her is probably holding their nose and thinking, gee, I wish I was voting for Joe Biden instead. I mean, she's really an unlikable character.
Yeah.
About a month ago, she even said, I don't understand why I'm not 50 points ahead. You know, that has her frustrated.
Yeah. She didn't say it. Come on. She screeched it. That's why she's not 50 points ahead, because she screeched it. The woman, she can't have a regular conversation, you know. And again, I'm putting it up to low IQ voters, low informed voters, because I don't care who you are. You may not. What do we now vote on whether we like somebody or don't like somebody? We like or don't like their looks. We like or don't like what they have to say.
Yeah,
is that
exactly.
What we've turned into?
Do you really think that Abraham Lincoln, with his looks, would get elected today? Do you really think so?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Do you think that an old gray bald guy like me would get elected today? Louis Gohmert, there's a great example. Louis Gohmert, congressman from Texas, to me is one of the best conservative congressmen we have today. Okay? But Louis Gohmert is bald. He's got a long nose. He isn't the quintessential candidate as far as looks goes. I don't think he could get elected. I don't think he could get elected president. And yet he's one of the smartest minds in the U.S. Congress today.
Well, look at Trey Gowdy. Look, I think he got. I mean, we do know that we want to see how somebody looks. We want to see how they handle themselves. We want to see how they answer questions. You know, it's all about how you respond to these things. That to me is dangerous.
Dwight Eisenhower is probably the last bald president we will ever have.
Well, here's what I asked. I asked my listeners this week, and it was really interesting. I got responses all over the place. And here's what I said to them. Do you want somebody that's your president that speaks nice or speaks softly, speaks a little spirited at times when they need to, is a little bit more humble in your mind, nice looking the whole nine yards? Or do you want somebody sitting across from Putin that goes, or the Iranian, the head of the Iranian president saying to him, listen, here's how this works. You give us back our people, or else that's going to be, you're going to be part of the new Lake Iran. It's going to be the biggest body of water in that part of the world. You get what I'm saying? What do you want?
I get what you're saying, Joe, but I would call me looking for utopia. Maybe I'm living 30 years ago, but Ronald Reagan was a good-looking, nice-spoken man who stood up to Gorbachev, who stood up to Gaddafi.
Right.
That's the kind of man I want. I want a patriot to lead our country. I want somebody that's going to put the country ahead of party, politics, personal gain, friends and family. I want a patriot.
Can we do that anymore, though? When you have the average American populace that doesn't find it distasteful that somebody lies, cheats, and possibly kills, right, to get ahead, Can we have that? Can we really have the most of America looking for that kind of person?
I hope so, Joe. I really hope so. And I don't think either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump is that kind of person, but that is what I am hoping for. Let me have a little bit of hope, okay? let me have a little,
No. We tried that.
Somebody I can get behind rather than somebody I'm voting for because the other side is so distasteful.
So the last guy who used hope, okay, the last guy we heard talk about hope ended up with 13 million more Americans being on food stamps. 58% was an increase in African Americans.
I'm not talking about that kind of hope. Not talking about that kind
My
of hope.
God.
I'm talking about the hope of Rick Trader that I want a president who's going to put America first.
Yeah, well, I don't. See, here's the difference. I know that you and I aren't exactly on the same page with this, but this is what I tell everybody. I know what Hillary Clinton's going to do. I know who she's going to put first. I know who she cares about. I haven't seen.
Totally agree with you.
I haven't seen Donald Trump at work. And you know what?
Well,
wait a minute. Just because.
I totally agree with you, Joe. Totally agree with you on that. We know exactly what we're going to get with Hillary.
Yeah.
We know what Donald Trump is telling us, and right. We want to believe him. And since we know what Hillary's going to give us, I'm willing to give him a chance. Now, is Donald Trump my guy? Was he my guy?
Oh, no.
Absolutely not. He wasn't my guy. He was in the bottom tier of candidates.
Yeah.
You know, he was down there, as far as I was concerned, he was down there with Jeb Bush and Lindsey Graham and those types down there. He wasn't my choice.
So let me
not
ask
all the things that he's talking about are things that I would want to do, okay?
I'm with you.
But, you know, when he talks about, you know, his speech last week in Gettysburg was fantastic. The ideas he came up with was fantastic. His 10-point plan, I think, was great. The people who he says he wants to bring to the Supreme Court, that was a terrific list. We've got to hold him to it, Joe.
Yeah,
if he's elected,
and we can.
We, you, me, and your listeners, and
hey,
my listeners,
we got to go make money.
All right-thinking conservatives out there need to get hold him to it.
Yeah, we got to go make money. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Rick Trader joins me after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. All right, here's the deal, real quick, because we're up on the last segment of the show. If you know what that song is, and I want to know what show it was from. I don't want you to tell me the name of the song, some obscure name from 50 years ago. Yeah, I want to know what song that show came from. And the first one that sends me that gets a coffee mug. It's really that simple. The first one that gives me the right answer will get a coffee mug. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rick Trader, host of the Conservative Commando Radio Show, joins me. And, Rick, always a pleasure to have you with me. And where can people find your show and when?
It is the Conservative Commando's Radio Show. We broadcast 3 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday at WNJC 1360 in Philadelphia. Check out our website for a listen live link, www.ccrshow.com, www.ccrshow.com.
Thanks, Rick. And listen, we were, what's kind of, I lost my mind again. What was I going to ask him? Oh, yeah. One of the questions.
You were going to ask me if I wanted a coffee mug.
Yeah, yes. There you go. Only if you. Only,
there you go. I couldn't hear the song being played, but yeah. I want a coffee mug.
Yeah. If you're associated with me and I know you, you can't. No. Well, we can work that out. Hey, you're. The question I've been asking everybody tonight is the FBI probe. You know, I don't believe this was the October surprise. Just don't buy it. But is this just a distraction, or do they really have something? Is this to distract our energy away from what's going on Wikipedia? No, God, I did a Sheila Jackson Lee.
I think it's going to help energize our side. So I don't think it was a distraction. I think Comey, you know, Comey was taking over the coals pretty hard after his announcement. When was it? In July? That, oh, she did this, she did that, whatever, but we're not going to prosecute her. He was really taking over the coals. I don't think he would pull any trick at this point. There may be something behind it this time.
I hope you're right. I hope there's some meat to it. I know, again, I have a very close friend at the FBI. He said morale there was pretty bad. And he believes that it's because of all the heat and the garbage and the crap that Comey was taking from rank and file. So it wasn't like they've been digging all this time and all of a sudden this stuff came up. And you and I both know they're not going to be finished with this by the election. There's no way they could pull it off.
No, they're not. No way. No way. So, I mean, we might not hear the end of this for another year or two. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah, and our people in the state.
Then we're talking about an impeachment, Joe. We're talking about impeachment after that point. And the bad thing about that is then who do we get? The clown himself, the evil clown himself, Tim Kaine.
Crazy Kaine.
I mean, oh, my God, we thought Joe Biden was bad.
Yep. I started to do the story earlier, and I promised people, I try to get through these stories when I promise them I'm going to do them. But the University of Texas now says, and the reason I do stories like this on my show is because these are the young people that are going to be voting. These are the young people that are going to be determining, you know, how much pension you and I get to be able to go to a nice nursing home somewhere. And when you find out how spineless they actually are, it scares me. So now what's happening at the University of Texas in Austin, they've been advised not to wear cowboy boots or cowboy hats on Halloween. And telling a Texan not to wear cowboy boots. What?
Joe, this is the University of Texas.
Yes.
You can't wear cowboy boots or a cowboy hat.
It's like telling an Italian.
University of Texas?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like telling an Italian that you can't have a cannoli. So the fraternities and sororities were instructed to avoid Halloween party costumes and themes that might appropriate another culture or experience. Students were issued a 29. You have to give me a list of what not to wear. 29-point checklist to ensure that they would avoid any controversial or offensive trick or treat regalia. You know. And it goes on here. Here's some of the. You ready for this one? You need to be sitting down because I don't want you to pass out.
I'm sitting down on the floor.
So it's cowboys and Indians, anything squaw or anything generalized depicting an indigenous person or peoples. South of the border and fiesta themes are a no-no. Ghetto fabulous or urban themes are a no-no. Pimps a hose, not good either. trailer trash. Chicks and hicks, rednecks are included. No, let me see. In other words, no tacos, TPs, or Daisy Dukes. There's nothing left.
The Martians. What can we do to offend the Martians?
I'm sure somebody was. But we've gotten to the point where these young people now, they're offended by everything. Oh, somebody here said Papa Smurf might work, but I'm sure there's some creature somewhere that's blue that will offend, but these are the young people that can't handle this stuff. These are the young people that are eventually going to become our legislators, our local politicians. They're going to come back like a bad rash. Doesn't this concern you at all?
Well, you know, Joe, earlier you said about these are people that are going to be ministering, the nursing homes are going to be in. Let me go have another piece of cake. Let me enjoy my life now. Let me clog my arteries. Let me die young so they don't have the pleasure of putting me on a morphine drip to end my life.
And they want you to stay clear.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anybody dress up as a letter at a Halloween costume, anything, Tammy? No? A letter. Well, it says here, students, they also want to stay clear of the letters LGBTQ. We're in a world of hurt, buddy.
When we were kids, we used to dress up. You know, we used to put lipstick on, and you know, we used to dress up like as girls and go out trick or treating. We would go out as cowboys and Indians, as ghosts. You know, we would try to be creative in our dress, and we weren't trying to offend anybody. We were just trying to have a little bit of fun. That's what's wrong with these college students. They have forgotten how to have fun. They've forgotten how to laugh at themselves. You know, isn't this what people have been saying about Donald Trump? One of the things they don't like about him is he never laughs at himself. They want him to laugh at himself, but everybody is offended by every little thing right now. You know what? Hey, do you remember how Ronald Reagan fired all the air traffic controllers? When I become dictator, I'm going to fire every college administrator. They need to be fired, Joe.
I agree with you there. Most of them are totally out of touch with reality, and it makes me crazy. They're not getting these kids ready for the real world. They're not getting these kids ready to be able to cope in businesses, you know? How many people do you see coming to Absolutely. Businesses and they can't deal with the slightest little thing? How long before we go from college campuses to businesses that need to have safe spaces and trigger warnings?
Oh, God. You know, Joe, I have learned more from my failures in life than I have from my success. And these people out there, these kids out there that think that they're going to live in a fail-safe world, oh, my God. Yeah. Get the Prozac ready, because we're going to need it.
All right, so we got a couple of minutes left here. What was the hottest topic on your show this week?
Yesterday we had Juanita Broderick on. Mm-hmm. For those of your listeners who are not quite aware of who she was, or maybe the name sounds familiar, anyway, she claims that she was raped by Bill Clinton when he was the Attorney General in Arkansas running for governor.
Yep.
She was on yesterday, and of course today was all about the FBI deciding to reopen the investigation into Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, we've also
reached, quite a couple of days.
Yeah, we've also reached out to her. This far along, what do we got? 11 days, 10 days left?
11
this,
days.
Okay, so this far along, what kind of, really, honestly, what kind of change is this going to do? What kind of thing, will this bring any change to the outcome at all, do you think?
Who knows, Joe? You know, you're asking me my opinion. You can ask me my opinion. Who's going to win the World Series? It will either be the Chicago Cubs or the Cleveland Indians. The winner of the presidential election will either be Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Certainly America won't,
But wait a minute. Would you have actually, now come on, between you and me, would you have chosen the Cubs to be a pennant winner? That's the question.
Well, yeah, I think they had the best team during the regular season. But you'd be surprised how many times the team that had the best winning record during the regular season, most of the time they do not win the World Series. I'll tell you who wins the World Series. Tends to be the team with the hottest club at the time.
Wow. Somebody just sent me, I got to check the story out, but somebody just sent me a link from CNN that said the U.S. is running out of bombs to drop on ISIS, which I really don't doubt based on how much money our president has spent on our military. Rick, we got to go. We're up against the time. Tell people where they can find you again.
Conservative Commandos Radio Show. Our website is www.ccrshow.com, www.ccrshow.com. Joe, thank you so much. It's always fun. It's always a pleasure. Say hello to Tammy for me.
I will. Rick, thanks for being with me tonight. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, have a great weekend. Please don't do anything stupid, because I want to see you back here on Monday. Enjoy. Have fun. But don't be too, you know. Hey, and listen, get out and let your neighbors know. If you've got two brain cells rubbed together, otherwise don't. But go out and tell your neighbors why they shouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll catch you later.